Good afternoon. Welcome to Agriculture Today here on the Red River Farm Network. We're on the road today. This is Don Wick, and we are coming to you from the Precision Planting Winter Conference underway in Fargo, day number two. Our broadcast made possible by Premium Ag Solutions from Hitterdahl, Minnesota. And we're going to be talking more about what's going on at this event, but let's get a peek to those numbers. Kara, what's happening in the markets?
Thank
you very much, Kara. Again, we are at the Precision Planting Winter Conference in Fargo, and Troy Amundson is with us from Premium Ag Solutions. Good day, good conference. You got a lot of good folks here today again, Troy.
Absolutely. We're really fortunate that people are willing to come out on two different days here and join us for what's always a good educational experience.
Well, obviously, we're getting guys geared up for spring 2020. How important is it we get that planter tuned up, that we're doing the maintenance that we need?
I think kind of our main focus with anything we do is maintenance of our equipment. We always talk amongst ourselves that anybody can spend any dollars they want on fancy bells and whistles, but if they don't get the basics correct, that's the quickest way for the new shiny toy to basically fall on its face and not do what you expected it to, because you didn't do the preparation to the equipment first. So I think the focus that we really want to get out there is it's maintenance. Let's get the small things done first, and then let's talk about how you can improve on top of that maintenance.
You have time in the shop right now. This would be a good time to be going through that. You guys can help them out along those ways as well.
Absolutely. We do plenty of stuff where, if customers have questions about, what is a planter look, what are we looking for? Guys that are looking at a different planter, and I'll come out and look at planters with people and kind of point out the things, where are the wear points, what should we be looking for, what's the investment going to be to bring a planter that maybe you're going to go out and purchase a new planter, but you also need to factor into that purchase price how many dollars is it going to cost to get it to where you want it to be, and to make that decision of where do I put that investment.
Does it matter if we're talking green, red, blue, whatever we're looking at for different manufacturers out there?
Absolutely. I mean, we basically will cover the whole spectrum of planters, and our attachments are basically bolt on to most makes and models of planters, and we're fortunate to have a R&D team down at Precision that as things progress, they're widening the spectrum of how many planters we need to cover, because they understand that there are different parts of the world, especially around here with specialty crops, that people have different planters. They're not all green, they're not all red, so we need to be catering to those markets.
If folks aren't here today or didn't make it yesterday, they can find you in social media as well. They've got some good information. We'll keep you up to date on what's happening at this Precision Planting Winter Conference. This is the Red River Farm Network. Good afternoon. Farm news on the Red River Farm Network. We're coming to you today direct from Fargo and the Precision Planting Winter Conference. Again, our broadcast made possible by Premium Ag Solutions from Hitterdahl. And with us right now is Isaac Hill, who's in product support with Precision Planting out of Illinois. This is quite the event, not only the meeting here, but really all across the country.
Yeah, correct. We're fortunate enough to do many different simulcasts across the country, and we have one in Canada as well. So we're just going out to different locations and continuing education with growers. We're learning about their operations and about their farming practices, because we realize that not everything, functions as it does in Illinois. So we want to get out and have these conversations with growers and our dealer network and continue to learn about different farming operations across the country.
Education is the key word you said there, and I think we probably see a lot as it relates to maybe corn and soybeans. What about some of the shallower crops we grow in this region, like beets or canola, those kind of things?
Yes, we've really started to dive more into some of the specialty crops. We are making adaptations to some of our current product lines to be able to plant these different specialty crops, and we're continuing to learn about them. We're covering different bases around here as far as having these conversations about sunflowers or canola or sugar beets, and we're starting to make some of our conversations more localized and specialize in these specific areas.
It seems like the whole focus is on the furrow and seed placement, fertility getting a lot of attention. What's your focus with Precision Planting?
So my focus is on the product support side. I work closely with Smart Firmer and some of the information that it gives you. You know, we talk about soil density and seed-to-soil contact, and that doesn't change no matter what crop you're growing. You know, corn needs moisture just like sugar beets need moisture, and so with some of the information they're getting from the Smart Firmer, we do have a metric that is called furrow moisture, and that's telling us how much moisture is available for that seed in that specific soil. And so we use those metrics to determine planting depth and to determine whether we're planting into moisture or not.
Isaac, so the folks aren't here today, can they find stuff online?
Yes, they can. Precisionplanting.com has a lot of different information, and we always like to refer people who aren't familiar with the products to a premium dealer like Premium Ag Solutions, and talk to Troy. You know, talk to these guys. They're the boots on the ground. They know specifics in your area, and so they can have more of a local conversation with you. But we do have a lot of information on our website, and also we have, you know, if you go to the dealer locator on our website, you can type in your zip code, and they'll be able to, you know, direct you to a dealer in your area.
Sounds really good. Isaac Hill with us from Precision Planting. Again, their winter conference underway as we speak. More to come. And now back to the studio. Kara, you've got more farm news to come. Good afternoon. Farm news on the Red River Farm Network. We're once again coming to you from the Precision Planting Winter Conference in Fargo. Again, our broadcast made possible by Premium Ag Solutions of Hitterdahl. It's always great to get a farmer perspective. Tom Paulson with us from Wolverton, Minnesota area. Give me an idea as far as the technology that we're talking about today. How long have you been utilizing some of this?
We've been running precision equipment on our planter now for, this will be the fifth year, and I think every year since we started, we have added a component to our planter because we see the value, we saw the value from the very start. The efficiencies that they bring to the table, our ability to map and understand what we're doing in the field in real time is a value. I personally wouldn't go back to a standard system after running this.
It's interesting just to watch the presentations from Illinois that we're hearing. It's all done in farmer speak. There's a lot of research that's being done there, and it's all tested and before it gets to you, I guess.
Yeah, it's good to see and get a feel for it. The way they present it, you know, ground level is important for us. And the research that they've done with the fertility side plays into our hand well. We do a lot of high-rate liquid fertilizer systems, and to be able to deliver that through the planter precisely is, I feel, it's important for us as well as others.
You see some of this helping us in a season that we've got coming up? Obviously, it's going to be wet, maybe a little more compressed planting season, those kind of things?
Yeah, it's going to be very challenging. You never know what you're going to get until you get there, but I guess if things stay status quo, it's going to be a challenge for wet conditions, tight conditions. There's fields that still have ruts and heavy residue, you name it. It's going to be out there. And I think with the precision system, they're going to cover all those bases arguably better than anything else.
Well, appreciate the input. Tom Paulson with us from Wolverton, Minnesota, one of the farmers, many farmers here at the Precision Planting Winter Conference underway in Fargo. Our update made possible by Premium Ag Solutions of Hitterdahl. Good afternoon. Welcome to Inside Agriculture on the Red River Farm Network. As you know, we're coming to you today from the Precision Planting Winter Conference in Fargo. This is day number two. Our update made possible by Premium Ag Solutions from Hitterdahl. And Troy Amundson is with us from Premium Ag Solutions. Troy, for these guys that are maybe new to this kind of technology, how would you tell them to start? What should they be looking at?
I think the first place to start with any new technologies is getting the education and understanding what the expectations are of what the technology can do. The last thing that I like to see with growers is somebody that for whatever reason comes to me and says, I want to do a big project with my planter. I want to basically take it from what it is today to, you know, to a Ferrari. Let's take a Ford and make it a Ferrari, for instance. And that always makes me nervous because they didn't really take the time to realize the benefit of adding something and adding another thing. And they just went from one extreme to another. And then if the numbers that they thought in their mind don't jive, they're kind of disappointed with it. And, you know, it's kind of a setting an expectation level and also knowing what your operation needs. I mean, none of this stuff is intended to be a one-size-fits-every operation. I mean, every operation's got so many different, soil type conditions and, you know, what crops are you raising? All those things become a factor of how do we do this? You know, some operations say, let's go to a liquid program for fertilizer. Some operations going to say, logistically, that doesn't make sense for us. You know, so, I think that's something that needs to be looked at with the planter too, or, you know, just with the farm in general of, you know, what fits your operation, not what new product can I purchase.
And Premium Ag Solutions can help the growers right on through that path. Again, you can find out more about what's going on with Precision Planting and Premium Ag Solutions online. We appreciate the update as we continue. And let's wrap things up with markets, Kara.